Through this afternoon, we've seen a mixture of clouds and sunshine across New York and western New England. Some areas have been brighter than others, and just like yesterday, some areas have been kind of stuck under this rather stubborn overcast. Moving ahead, we have a cold front that will cross the region through the late day and early evening hours. There is the small chance of a passing shower or sprinkle in just a few areas. The best chance for that will be in the Adirondacks, and it may be a bit gusty at times as we work through the next several hours as that front makes its way across the region. Moving into tonight, we will see partly cloudy to mainly clear skies, so some clouds will kind of float through from time to time, and temperatures will chill down mainly into the 40s, though we are likely to see some 30s in the higher elevations, potentially even some lower to mid-30s through portions of the Adirondacks. Moving into the day on Thursday, we'll see a bubble of high pressure come in, so we're looking for a bright day with partly to mostly sunny skies, and temperatures will be a bit cooler tomorrow behind the cold front. Highs will be mainly in the 50s and 60s. The capital region looks to be right around the lower 60s as we go through the day on Thursday. Then on Friday, our next storm system will approach. An area of low pressure will work its way through the Great Lakes into the northeast, so clouds will increase Thursday night. It will become overcast on Friday, and we'll see an increasing chance for rainfall as we go through the day. It's even possible that the rain will begin before daybreak in areas north and west of the capital region. Temperatures on Friday will range from the 50s north to the 60s in the capital region. A few spots south of Albany may touch the 70-degree mark. It looks like that system will clear out in time for the weekend, so on Saturday we're expecting dry weather and a fall feel with temperatures running in the 50s to right around 60 degrees. To the tropics, we are still tracking Joaquin, which is working its way now through the North Atlantic. The storm is expected to become extra tropical over the next few days. It does have the potential to impact Portugal and Spain as a substantial storm over the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 50s to lower 60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 50s to lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low 45 to 50, and for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Region-wide on Friday, becoming cloudy with rain developing, high in the 50s north, 60s in the capital region to near 70 south, and on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, cooler, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.